Welcome to the Caregiver Conversations podcast. My name is Antonia Harbin Lamb, and I am the program manager for Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. The purpose of this podcast is to provide information and resources for caregivers so they can be more successful and effective caregivers. This podcast is being sponsored by the Prevent Initiative. The Prevent Initiative funds programs focused on elder abuse and neglect prevention. Today, we will be discussing the importance of diet and nutrition for seniors and how caregivers can make sure their loved ones' dietary needs are taken care of. Today, I am happy to have with me Kelly Wall. Kelly Wall is a registered dietitian and the assistant nutrition manager for the Matrix Head Start program. Since 2017, Kelly manages nutrition services by planning daily meals for the MHS participants, provides nutrition education opportunities for Matrix Head Start staff and families, and continues to maintain and establish community partner relationships for the program. She is a graduate of Michigan State University, holding a Bachelor of Science degree in dietetics. Kelly obtained her RDN credentials in October of 2016 after completing her Prairie View A&M University's dietetic internship. Kelly is currently pursuing her master's degree in public health from Benedictine University. Kelly's affiliations include Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Southeastern Michigan Dietetic Association, and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Thank you for joining me today, Kelly.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk today more about diet and nutrition and how we know it's important for all of us, but especially for older adults. Kelly, can you tell me, what do dietitians do?
Registered dietitians are trained and licensed healthcare professionals whose expertise is in food and nutrition. As a registered dietitian, we provide nutrition counseling, medical nutrition therapy to patients with chronic health conditions such as diabetes or chronic kidney disease. And also, we provide guidance based on current evidence-based practices.
How can they help an older adult improve their health?
So registered dietitians can help older adults by making sure that they're eating a balanced diet and they're maintaining a healthy weight, and also providing education to the caregivers as well.
That sounds good. That's good information. How do we help our older adults get the proper nutrients they need during a pandemic? Has there been any tips that you have for that?
Just making sure that any caregivers or neighbors of older adults checking on their elderly neighbors or family members, because they are a high-risk population and they're really advised not to go out. So just making sure they have access to food on a daily basis.
Okay. Is there anything that particularly they need for their diets that is important?
Oh, just making sure that they're eating a variety of fruits and vegetables that contains different vitamins and minerals that we need for our daily body processes, such as protein.
What about supplements? Do you advise people to take supplements? Is that something a dietitian does, or is that something that you need to really go to your doctor about?
Before providing any guidance on supplements to a patient or so, it's good to take a look at like their labs and to see what they are deficient in, and taking a see of what their current diet pattern is. Say if they're not getting enough intake of calcium or vitamin D, then a dietitian could recommend a dietary supplement. But it's also important that there is communication between their primary care provider as well.
Now, what about an older adult? What types of dietary concerns? You really actually just answered that with vitamin D could be deficient in that area, or calcium. Are there any other areas that an older adult we worry about, you know, where they may be deficient?
So as we age, we can lose our taste buds. And when you lose taste, food's not really appealing. So they're reluctant to eat. And so when they're not eating, then they can become malnourished. malnourishment is a number one concern in the older adult population. Also, a lot of older adults may have dentures, and ill-fitting dentures can cause oral pain. And again, when you're in pain, you don't want to eat. So again, it's boiling down to not eating enough. And then also as well, any other pre-existing conditions can affect their ability to chew or swallow. And they may be diagnosed with dysphagia, which requires texture modification to food. So they may need their food pureed or finely chopped.
Those are some great tips, some things that I really didn't know about. Thank you, Kelly. So how do doctors and dietitians work together?
Well, in a hospital, they form the interdisciplinary team that's including the nurses as well as dietitians and the physicians. So dietitians can suggest a diet order, and the dietitians have access to what a patient's labs look like. And also they would discuss the patient care with the physician. So it should be ongoing conversations working together. This is a team effort to provide this individualized care for this patient.
So how can a person or caregiver find a dietitian to assist with their older loved one?
Well, I would like to inform everybody of eatright.org. It's a great website that has a lot of articles as evidence-based and written by registered dietitians. There's a portal where you can find a registered dietitian in your location. So all you have to do is enter your zip code, and then a list of dietitians will pop up.
Okay. And what was that website again?
Eatright.org.
Okay. Now, do you know if dietitians, are they covered by insurance, or is that something that typically people have to pay for out of pocket?
Some dietitians take insurances like Blue Cross or HAP, especially for those who are in business for themselves. Medical nutrition therapy can also be covered by Medicare Part B.
Okay.
So it's just if you're meeting with a outpatient or a dietitian who has their own private business, just to ask what type of insurance that they take.
Okay, great. This is extremely helpful information for caregivers so that they can really make sure that their older loved ones are being fed and have the proper nutrition. Thank you for joining us today, Kelly.
And thank you for having me.
Where can caregivers get more information about diet and nutrition from you?
I can be contacted through my email at kellycwall@gmail.com. And also you can follow me on Instagram at thedetroitdietitian.
Okay, thank you. This is Antonia Harbin Lamb. Thank you for listening. For more information about our mediation program and more podcasts, please call 313-937-8282 or find us on Facebook at Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. It's where families coming apart come together.